T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hello, campers. Greetings, welcome, salutations, TGIF alohas to you. It is the Friday free-for-all edition, the one we call the all-skate. And as always, your input is invited, encouraged, and welcomed. And of course, on Friday, you may raise any topic for discussion that you feel is worthy of being talked about. Here's how you do that. Just grab your phone, use the Ingalls Advantage talk line number, 800-347-1063. If you prefer to text me, merely use the CSRP Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number, that is 71307, and my email address, bob@1063word.com. So I just shared with you more employment numbers, 266,000. Many of those manufacturing jobs created during the last month. And what does the genius front runner for the Democrat nomination have to say about this? Well, in a wide-ranging interview with CNBC's John Harwood, 2020 Democrat presidential hopeful Joe Biden, stand up, Chuck, predicted the next president to take office is, quote, likely to inherit a recession. Boy, Biden just, he wishes nothing but the best for Americans, you know? But what's he going to say? That Trump has done a miraculous job in rebuilding the economy? It was his predecessor, the guy that he understudied for 8 years, Obama, who kept incessantly preaching, well, you know, those days are gone in America. They're gone and they're not coming back. This is the new normal where we got 10, 12, 13% unemployment. Or we got storefronts lined up empty, one on top of the other. Where we got numbers for unemployment benefits that have been through the roof. Numbers of debit cards, government-provided debit cards through the roof. Yeah, you know, that's just the way it is. Obama was as bad in his own way as the peanut farmer, Jimmy Carter. Gotta love him. You know, I wish him the best with his health. But he was moronic. You know, when we had mortgage interest rates that were 20%, and when the president of the United States is telling everybody, well, we really can't do anything about the oil crisis, you know. Those guys over in the Middle East, they hold a whip on this. Oh, yeah? Well, then why is it now when President Trump has opened up drilling all over the place? Did we have a month last month where we exported more oil than we imported for the entire month? First time that's happened in, what, 40 or 50 years. But instead, you got President Peanut Farmer up there in the White House blaming Americans. Well, you know, here's the problem. There's a malaise in America. Anybody remember that speech? There's Jimmy sitting there in his sweater huddled up in the White House because you can't turn up the heat. And the problem is the American people, right? And here's Biden. The former VP told Harwood that President Donald Trump has done the opposite of former President Barack Obama. Well, for once, Biden said something that is accurate. Only Biden meant Harwood asked Biden, do you still favor the balanced budget amendment that you voted for in 1995? No, said Biden, because we're in a different place now. I hope it's not true, but we're likely to inherit a recession, at least a significant economic slowdown. He's right about one thing. Trump has done the opposite of the economic policies of Obama. To the phones we go here in hour number two of the Friday free-for-all, beginning in the land of the big peach. Cowpens. Beg your pardon. I thought I was thinking Gaffney for a moment. Gerald is along, and he is in Cowpens. Hi, Gerald, and welcome to the program.
Good afternoon, sir. Hey, Bobby. Now, the Saudi that committed that terrorist act in Pensacola,
right?
Do we give him a formal burial, or do we pay to have him shipped home? Now, personally, I would feed him to Jaws.
Yeah, right. Toss him into the bay, and let nature take its course.
Absolutely, sir.
Well, look, sharks have to eat too, Gerald. Is that too soon?
I'm sorry.
Is that too soon for that? Could be.
You know. Well, anyway, thank you, and y'all guys have a great weekend, buddy.
Thank you, Gerald. I appreciate it. I hope you do too. Greenville, my next stop, and Jeff is next up here on the Friday Free for All. Hi, Jeff, and welcome to the Bobby Mack Show.
Hey, Bobby, how are you doing today?
So far, so good.
Hey, I just wanted to call and find out what can be done about the Democrats going after all these phone records and all these phone calls. This is ridiculous. Somebody doesn't agree with you because they're a Republican, and they just immediately go right after your phone records and start going after you.
I know.
This is ridiculous.
Well, not only that, it's unethical, and it may well be illegal as well.
I mean, at the point of when do they start doing the treason charges against these people?
Since Donald Trump was elected president of the United States.
No, I mean, can we, the Republicans, go after the Democrats under a Treason Act?
Could they?
For doing this.
Could they is one way to put it, Jeff. Will they is something else entirely. In fact, Lindsey Graham, texter told me earlier, Jeff, that Lindsey was asked, are you going to subpoena the phone records of Adam Schiff? No, he's not going to go there. Those are the kind of tactics that Democrats use, you know.
Oh.
Yeah.
When somebody pokes you in the eye, poke them back.
Well, exactly. Look, it's laughable. You know, they want to continue to play by Marquis of Queensberry rules while Schiff and Pelosi and the rest of them are using brass knuckles with spikes on the end.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
That's what it is.
Yeah, it is. It's absolutely ridiculous.
I don't talk to you before Christmas. Have a good Christmas and have a good New Year. So,
thank you very much, Jeff.
Thank you for taking a call.
Appreciate that. Right. My pleasure, sir. And look, I share your frustration. In fact, there's an interesting piece today about some of these behind the scenes maneuverings that go on. There's a fellow that writes under the pseudonym of Sundance at the Conservative Treehouse. And he wrote a piece today. It's somewhat lengthy, but it's worth hearing because it's a good microscopic look behind the scenes into why a lot of the things that happen up there in Washington, they're not just happening, you know, serendipitously or through some quirk of fate. They are happening quite intentionally and deliberately. And he gives us an example in the turtle, as he's referred to, Mitch McConnell. We'll share that with you when we come right back. 4:15 here on the Bobby Mack Show. It is the Friday free-for-all here on WORD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Little H.A. and the T.J.B., Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass to kind of brighten up a cloudy, gloomy-looking Friday. But it is Friday! There's the bright spot in this. There's Herb Alpert and My Favorite Things, a little sound of the season for you as we start to work in some Christmas bumper music here on the show. In on the text line 71307, Bobby, I was in a medical office recently, and they had this scrawny little Christmas tree with a single red ornament. And I thought, geez, what's that? And then I recognized it as a Charlie Brown Christmas tree. And it reminded me of what is really important about Christmas, what is in our hearts. So Merry Christmas to you, your staff, and all of your listeners. Thank you very much. Appreciate that. And hope yours is the merriest ever. All right, I mentioned Sundance, who writes at the Conservative Treehouse, wrote a piece today called The Senate and Impeachment Dynamic. This is a little bit of a deep dive, but I think it's worthwhile for you to know what is going on. As the House impeachment of President Donald Trump becomes more of a foregone political conclusion, it's worth considering what terms and conditions Senate leader Mitch McConnell will extract in order to preserve a Trump presidency. Most political pundits will not correctly outline the status of the possibilities because most political pundits are willfully blind to the structure of the McConnell Senate. First, McConnell doesn't care about holding a majority position in the Senate. Whether he is a majority leader or a minority leader doesn't matter to McConnell. In fact, McConnell's political skill set does better in the minority than the majority. The preferred political position for Mitch McConnell is where he has between 45 and 49 Republican senators, and the Democrats hold the majority with around 55. Of course, with Reid's retirement, this would now be with Majority Leader Chuck Schumer holding office. So why does McConnell prefer the minority position? Well, the answer is where you've had to actually follow Mitch McConnell closely to see how he works. When the majority has around 52 to 55 seats, they need McConnell to give them 8 to 9 votes to overcome the 3/5 or 60-vote threshold for their legislative needs. It is in the process of trade and payment for those 8 to 9 votes where McConnell makes more money and holds more power than as a sitting majority leader. The 60-vote threshold and McConnell's incredible skill set in the minority is where he shines. Each of the needed votes to achieve 60 is worth buckets of indulgence to the minority leader. This is why McConnell never changed the Senate rules for legislative passage. Except for budget passage, that is reconciliation, and McConnell being forced by intransigence in the era of Trump resistance to change the judicial vote threshold to 51, McConnell would never consider changing the legislative threshold to a simple majority because it would be removing his favored position. A simple majority vote is adverse to his interests. That's why he retained it during his reign as majority leader, as did Harry Reid before him. The vote selling to get to the 60-vote threshold in the Senate is where the uniparty operates and where the status of maximum financial benefit for the minority exists. Currently, as majority leader, McConnell needs to buy 8 or 9 votes for each legislative priority. Mitch McConnell doesn't like buying the buyer, doesn't like being the buyer. He prefers being the vote seller, where his skill set as a broker really shines. McConnell is much better at extracting terms for his vote sales than he is being the purchaser for the votes of an intransigent minority wing. This is why the current Senate doesn't pass many bills. If Democrats were in the majority and McConnell was the minority leader, we would see much more legislation pass because Schumer is a more well-financed buyer, that is, K Street, the lobbyist, and McConnell is a much better seller. Whenever we have this minority dynamic, it always leaves people confused because few really watch what McConnell is doing. McConnell takes his favorite 20 controlled GOP senators and brokers their votes on an as-needed basis. The 8 to 10 senators he selects each time get compensated in the process. McConnell rotates the financial beneficiaries on a bill-by-bill basis. As a consequence, each of the 20 or so McConnell senators get quite wealthy over time, and McConnell gains additional power and influence. If any of the Republican senators attempt to disrupt this uniparty business model that McConnell, then McConnell excommunicates them from the legislative process. The best reference for the incommunicado approach, former U.S. Senator from South Carolina, Jim DeMint. Additional references for how McConnell operates this scheme as the minority leader can be found in the Corker-Cardin Amendment, which allowed the Iran nuclear deal and payments under Obama, and or the fast track for the TPP, Trade Promotion Authority, for the passage of the TPP legislation, again for Obama's maximum benefit. In these examples, McConnell worked with Harry Reid to flip the vote threshold from votes to approve to votes needed to deny. Within TPP, Minority Leader McConnell was again working on the priorities of U.S. Chamber of Commerce President Tom Donahue. McConnell and Donahue have been working together on uniparty trade and domestic issues for around 20 years. It's well established that Senate Leader Mitch McConnell has one major career alliance that has been unbroken and unchanged for well over two decades, and that alliance is with the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and specifically with its president, Tom Donahue. Donahue represents Wall Street interests and supports, among other things, all multinational trade deals, open border immigration policies, amnesty legislative constructs, and all of the issues that have generally irked common sense GOP voters for the same period of time. Donahue is the biggest lobbyist spender in D.C. every year by a mile. So the reason for outlining the Senate dynamic is simply to remind everyone that with a Senate impeachment trial coming up, it's not the 2020 campaign to hold a majority in the Senate that matters to Mitch McConnell. If McConnell can rid himself of Tom Donahue's nemesis, President Trump, and simultaneously return to his preferred and more lucrative position as minority leader, he would be quite happy. The first opportunity for leverage over the White House will come in the shape of the Senate rules of impeachment. The Senate will have wide latitude in how they set up the processes and procedures for the trial, and McConnell never misses an opportunity to leverage a get from his Senate position. So, what will the White House need to give McConnell, or what will McConnell's ask be in order to protect the office of the president? Here's where you have to remember Tom Donahue and the Wall Street priorities. McConnell would prefer the confrontation with China be eliminated and the tariffs dropped. Is that too big an ask? Would the White House sell or trade McConnell a China deal for better impeachment terms? All of these are questions worth pondering now because there's no doubt they are being discussed amid those in D.C., sitting on the comfy Corinthian wingbacks and gleefully rubbing their hands around a well-polished mahogany table. because, of course, there are trillions at stake. Is that a little too cynical, perhaps? Or is it just downright honest? 4:30 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Annie's ready to go in the news center. I'm right back on the other side. Oh, it's been a while since we've had an AOC update, but she has emerged from the shadows to provide us with the appropriate fodder for today. On the way next.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Welcome back, Bobby Mack Show, the Friday edition. That means it's the free-for-all. Anything you feel like talking about is fair game this afternoon on the Ingalls Advantage Talk Line, 800-347-1063. ATF is on the way. Also, I'll be joined by the Bobettes for Amazing True Facts. First of all, let's go to the phones here on Friday and say hi to Lisa on the free-for-all. Hello, Lisa. I hope you have a great weekend in store.
Hey, Bob. Yeah, it's going to be a nice weekend. I don't have anything I have to do, so I hope yours is just as nice.
Boy, you're telling me. That's my favorite kind.
And I would just warn everyone to not get on the roads this afternoon if they didn't have to, because the traffic is terrible out there. It's
Boy.
A holiday season, and it's Friday, so it's terrible.
Yeah, but, I made a rare mistake today and came down Woodruff Road to get to Garlington. And there's about
you're lucky you made it.
Yeah, it's about 45 minutes of my life I can never get back. But, you know, my bad.
That's a nightmare. Well, I called about that article you read as you were reading it. Yeah, that was a pretty cynical article. And
yes.
I probably would take exception with a couple of those things. Are you there?
Yeah. Yep, I'm listening.
Okay. McConnell. Harry Reid got rid of, you know, the 60-vote rule for several different things, one of them being judiciary appointments.
Correct.
And McConnell really urged him not to do that. Well, he did. And now I know this doesn't make the news a lot. You don't even hear it a lot on Fox.
Mm-hmm.
I know you guys did mention about a judge that got appointed. But McConnell and Trump are appointing judges out there right and left.
This is true.
And these appointments are life appointments. They've already done serious damage to the Ninth Circuit.
Yep.
And I'm really not sure why it doesn't get more press than it does. But I don't know. At this point, I think Trump and McConnell have appointed somewhere around about 160 judges.
That's
between 140 and 160 judges.
Very accurate number. Yes.
And I'm not sure that McConnell is willing to give that up. I really think that in his role as majority leader, and I also saw, I don't know how true this is, I haven't done the research,
mm-hmm.
but that if Trump is reelected and McConnell stays majority leader, he will be one of the longest serving majority leaders that's ever sat in the Senate. So, you know, there's a lot of stuff that is going on that is definitely working in his favor to stay majority leader. And not the slight of which is appointing all of these judges. And we all know, I think all of us know, that Ruth Bader Ginsburg is probably not going to last another 4 years. She's had several health issues. You know, I don't wish anything bad on the woman at all.
No, but you're right. It's a long shot.
And she's really getting up there in years. And I think that McConnell will stick with Trump because the chance of him getting to go through another Supreme Court appointment, and it would be number 3 for Trump,
right,
is very high. And the damage they're doing to the liberal courts in this country is phenomenal. And I just really hate that the press is not bringing that home to people.
Well, and you understand, Lisa, I'm sure, why they don't, because it doesn't send the message that they want delivered. I've talked extensively about how the left, the Democrat Socialist Progressive Party that it has become, is now almost wholly dependent, not on winning at the polls, because their opportunities for those are few and far between on the national scale because of the Electoral College, but they are very dependent on the leftist activist judges that were appointed under Bill Clinton, some even under Bush 1, others that were certainly appointed in the 8 years of the Obama presidency. They are very dependent on those activist judges to reinforce their agenda, whether the issue is abortion or the border or whatever it happens to be. Look how many instances we've seen already of these federal judges attempting to block the maneuvers of the Trump administration. And so when those numbers are watered down by 160, 170, whatever it may be, with more on the way, by the way, with more in the pipeline, this is really destructive to the Democrats' agenda.
That's exactly right. They can't pass their agenda legislatively, so
right.
They're trying to do it judicially.
Yep.
And McConnell knows that. And that's where the real power lies, is being able to appoint these judges and pushing a conservative or less aggressive agenda. And what they're doing in the Ninth Circuit, I mean, it's just really awesome to watch.
Yes,
what
it
they've
is.
Done there.
Right. And Richmond as well. So, you know, there's another
exactly.
example. And I guess, you know, we don't want to be. I mean, look, I'm cynical about the way politics works in Washington, and obviously Sundance, the author of that conservative treehouse
yeah.
article, is as well. But the point you raise is a valid one, and we shouldn't be too quick to forget Mitch McConnell, given the dire straits, the attacks and everything else that happened during the Kavanaugh hearings.
Right.
Mitch McConnell held his fire there and got Kavanaugh appointed, and we shouldn't overlook that.
No, and I think that that's a real issue. So I think that Trump, there may not be as much deal-making as Sundance seems to think there is, because McConnell holds a real position of power.
Yeah, he does.
As majority leader. He
yep.
has a real, real position of power. And, you know, I know the money changes hands and it's nauseating,
sure.
but that legacy of putting those judges on the courts is going to be there for the next 20 or 30 years.
Or,
and that's a huge legacy.
Yeah, or even longer in some instances, because as you correctly point out, we're talking about lifetime appointments. Good points,
that's
Lisa.
Exactly.
And in Mitch McConnell's defense, I appreciate your making them, because, well, nobody is all good or all bad, right?
That's right. And I'm not a fan of McConnell's. Believe me,
yeah,
I'm not.
No.
I've called his office on numerous occasions.
Sure.
But the man has power now that he would never have in the minority position.
And,
never have.
And I think in the interest of fairness, it's certainly fair to give credit where credit is due.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. Thank
That's
you,
exactly
Lisa.
Right.
Appreciate the call very much. Hope you have a great weekend. Quarter before 5 here on the Bobby Mac Show. The AOC update is on the way next, and I think we can slide in a TGIF edition of Amazing True Facts on the way next. All right. Here we go. Welcome back. 4:51, 9 before 5. Cloudy and Gray Bobby Mac Show here on Friday. And time for today's AOC update.
And now, another Alexandria Occasional Cortex breaking news update.
Yeah, we haven't heard from the member of the squat for a while. AOC, freshman Democrat representative New York. Got a little pushback yesterday. This tweet came out from NBC News. Trump administration has formalized work requirements for recipients of food stamps. Well, that set off AOC, who tweeted out on her own that her family might have just starved had the Trump administration's tightened requirements for food stamp recipients been in place when her father died in 2008. Unfortunately, she overlooked something. She misrepresented the new rule that was pointed out to her. It applies only to childless, able-bodied adults under the age of 50. Way to go, AOC. Another nice job right on top of it. 7 before 5, and here we go with ATF for today.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, Bob McLean presents Amazing, True Facts.
Didi. At the White House.
Yep. Something coming through from the news center. So here we go with today's ATF, Amazing True Facts. Joined, of course, as I always am, by the Bobettes. Angela, Miss Moneypenny, on the other side of the glass.
Yes.
And Little Annie in the news center.
What's happening?
Hey, here we go. I got some Christmassy stuff for you today.
Fun.
You may remember last year, KFC put Christmas Yule logs to shame when they introduced a fire log that smells like fried chicken as it burns in your fireplace.
Yuck.
Yeah, my sentiments exactly. The only way to get them was at KFC.com, and they sold out in hours. So two pieces of good news. One, the logs are back this year, and two, they produced way more of them this year. And if you were just dying to have your home smell like fried chicken, you can also now get them at Walmart. Of course you can. And at Walmart.com. How much? How much, you ask? How much did you ask, Moneypenny?
How much? Bob?
$19?
Wow.
For a Yule log that smells like chicken frying in the background.
You know, I'd love to get them and then, like, share it with you, but you can't send smell, you know?
No.
It, like, pictures. Or
well, although in yesterday's Boneheads in the News, we had the new gun that sends a fart smell across the room.
So,
you know, if we're going to send some smell across the room, I believe I'm going for the fried chicken instead of the other expulsions.
Amen.
Scientific study looked at 20 different factors and has determined which movies are the most Christmassy. Okay?
Okay.
What categories did they use here? Four main categories. How they did at the box office, their reviews, how much of a festive buzz they create year after year, okay?
Okay.
So here's the top 10. Number 10, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. That's got to be in there.
It's fun.
Polar Express, number 9.
Cute.
Gremlins, number 8. Gremlins. Arthur Christmas, that was an animated movie. That made the number 7. Number 6, The Nightmare Before Christmas.
That's pretty.
Number 5, Tim Allen, Santa Claus. Number 4, How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
Love.
Number 3, Love Actually.
Huh?
Number 2, Elf.
Love.
And numero uno, the most Christmassy movie, according to the scientific, Home Alone.
What?
Number 1.
You and your leg lamp.
So, I do, as a matter of fact.
Home Alone.
Wrong movie.
No. Christmas Story. Yeah. Christmas Story's not in there.
That is a bunch of malarkey.
It's a Wonderful Life is not in there.
That's crazy.
I don't get it. I just don't get it. Well, we put together our list of least popular TV Christmas specials for this year. Because, of course, they're all going to start cranking out. Some of the ones to select from that made our list this year: Frosty the Gender Fluid Snowman, The Peloton That Ruined My Marriage, John Legend ruins all your favorite holiday songs.
Yep.
Rudolph the Pierced-Nosed Reindeer.
Aww.
Hallmark presents Christmas Without Lori Loughlin. How the Grinch Bribed Ukraine to Investigate Christmas. And finally, my favorite, Santa Claus is Coming to a Trump Rally. There's our list.
You are just not right.
This is a poorly kept secret. There's ATF for today. We kick off the weekend on the way next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.